for what it's worth, a quick summary of a day in the life of my lady-in-waiting, Flossie. For lunch, she ate a meat pie the size of a terraced house, drank a mug of tea the size of a garden pond, and finished off with a visit to the toilet that registered 8 on the Richter scale, I kid you not. Thus relieved, she returned to the beat with a spring in her step. Yes, Flossie is a police constable in her spare time. Her first encounter was with a drunk. However, the chief constable was nice enough and did offer her a swig from his cider bottle. She told him to move along, and he got a bit shirty because his jacket was caught on the park railings. "I can't move along," he slurred. "Here, let me help you," quipped Flossie, kicking him severely in the fence post. "Thank you," he squeaked. Whistling merrily, "That's a very nice tune, do you know it?" Flossie stopped in her tracks as she saw a man with a stripy T-shirt and a swag bag running out of the National We're Always Closed bank. She toyed with the idea of arresting him, but instead gave him a parking ticket and made him promise to be in court next Tuesday. He checked his diary and pointed out he was having his hair cut that day, so she clipped his ear and said it would have to be Wednesday. Ah, bless her, Flossie, my favourite lady-in-waiting.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
I made some notes in my diary the other day. What, I wondered, would I choose as my career if I were not a very important world leader? So I jotted down the jobs I would quite like and those I would not. Why don't you have a go? So, jobs I would like. Oh, bear in mind, some of these names might be a bit old, but you'll get the idea. So, jobs I would like. Uma Thurman's masseur. I mean, who wouldn't? Manchester United's number 8. By Jove, they need me now. The head taster, vintage chocolate department, Old Jamaica division. Do you remember Old Jamaica chocolate? Other brands are available. Arthur C. Clarke's ghost writer. That's appropriate because he has passed on now, hasn't he? The first person on Mars. I'd quite like that. And chief computer and gadget tester for Apple. Other brands are available. And now, jobs I probably wouldn't like. Nigel Farage's masseur. I mean, who on earth would want to do that? A Chelsea player. Oh dear me, no. Head taster for Marmite. Other spreads are available, thank goodness. Richard and Judy's personal assistant. Are they still going? I wish they would. The last person in Bognor. Say no more. And finally, secretary of the Wide-Bottomed Ramblers Association. Oh no, I don't fancy that job at all. So do let me know your choices, won't you? I might even read them eventually.
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Now, wearing a cunning disguise, actually it was a mop head and a tartan miniskirt, well, everyone needs a hobby, I observed with interest the first faltering steps of a new recruit to the fitting rooms of a well-known chain store. Teresa May, as you now know, has called me in to check out the state of the nation, and the subject for today was the thorny issue of customer service. The first victim was a portly lady, gasping with the effort as she heaved her groaning trolley in and dumped a pile of underwear on the counter, presumably for inspection. I'm also assuming they were for purchase rather than her cast-offs. Anyway, Dolores McDuff, the new recruit I was observing, looked down her nose and said rather sniffily, "You're too fat for these, dear. Why don't you try Wimpy the House Builder?" Well, really. Next up was a tarty thing wearing sunglasses on top of her head. Well, I suppose the ceiling lights were bright. false suntan on her matchstick legs, and about half a pound of lip gloss, most of which had made it onto her hot water bottle-sized lips. She tottered in on heels that were once used by an Olympic pole vaulter, clutching coat hangers with what looked like bits of string hanging off. Dolores looked her up and down and ordered her out. Well, she was so mad, she skittered off to the cafeteria for an Americano. But sadly, all the Americanos had gone to watch a baseball game, so she had to make do with a coffee and a thin slice of Battenberg. By this stage, I could tell that Dolores was enjoying herself, and her eyes lit up when the next customer rolled up. She was like an upmarket Barbara Cartland. Remember her? Dripping with gold medallions, almost invisible beneath a deep tan and Brillo pad perm. Her dress looked like it was put together at a drunken session at the WI Embroiderers Guild, and the cloud of perfume caused big problems for air traffic control, I believe. Her voice was like the mating call of a bull elephant to its hard-of-hearing partner. Dolores responded by filing her nails and pretending to take a phone call. Then she told her all the fitting rooms were taken, and finally she told her even if one was free, it probably wouldn't be big enough. I was amazed. I'd seen enough. I phoned Teaser on the hotline, then told her that she needed people like Dolores in the Foreign Office. World leaders would be powerless to resist the sheer force of personality of a ladies' fitting room attendant. There's no doubt about it. I'm pleased to say Teaser immediately offered her a place on the Brexit negotiating team. So all I can say is, look out, Monsieur Barnier.